Yeah, 76 Days, which is a documentary about the Wuhan lockdown in early 2020, captured in a really arresting sort of frontline detail, much of it on cameras from within the Wuhan Red Cross Medical Center. There are kinds of, I mean, what you get is this like really firsthand account of that lockdown. And there are three credited filmmakers, one of whom is credited as anonymous. We hear stories of people, you know, dealing with death in really terrible ways. We see frontline workers exhausted, but doing what they're doing because they what they see is an opportunity to do the right thing, to, you know, to act in a heroic way. We see, I mean, it's all, it is like a kind of microcosm of everything that's coming. You know, we see somebody who says, I'm not ill. If I was ill, I'd know that I was ill, but I'm not ill. And I'm having to say, no, you are ill and you can't leave because you can't take this out beyond. I mean, at times you get the sense that you are watching some kind of science fiction movie with the hazmat suits and the, you know, and the rapidly breaking infection. And it is remarkable just how frontline this is. But the thing that you take away from it is, I mean, at some points it reminded me of you know, Forsama, that idea of, you know, medical staff carrying on their job, saving lives, doing the best they can in absolutely terrible circumstances. But the thing you take away from it is the incredible dedication of the medical workers, of people who are right at the front of all of this. And you hear from some of them and they say things, and they say them in a completely you know, honest and artless way. They say, well, it was the opportunity to do something heroic. Why am I here? Because this is what we're here for. And so, I mean, it is a really sort of chilling documentary. It's often quite, you know, quite harrowing. So there's also moments of humor and, you know, obviously human life triumphing in certain areas and then, you know, catastrophe in others. But the thing that you do take away from it, and I'm sure this is the thing that everyone is taking away from all of this, is the incredible debt that we all owe to medical workers, medical staff, people working in hospitals who are literally at the front line of this and who are risking everything and putting everything on the line and working to the point of utter exhaustion for our benefit. And I think that's the thing that I take away from this, and I think that's the thing that anyone would take away from it. We're in the middle of this thing, and thank God for those people.